Christina, and you're tuning in to Seat for Every Ass. Let's do it. Just like you said, let's do it. So here we are, episode 9, and we are talking about trends, non-trends, timeless designs, and some of the things that we are forecasting and seeing. Today, I'm actually wearing something that I have to say I feel like is a timeless design. Y'all, these shoes, I got these when I was like 19.
Yeah. I'm surprised that they didn't actually fall off and your foot because they're disintegrating.
No, but guess what? This, speaking of timeless designs and why I wore these shoes today, is because this design of shoe is so back in trend. Thank God I didn't throw these out and I kept them. Everything comes back. And that's why when we talk about trends, if you really love something so much, it's really not a trend. Even if it's trendy, it's going to come back. For example, the shoes. But also, like, my house in my primary bedroom, remember, had all the fluting on the walls in the white oak?
And the grass cloth, too.
And grass cloth, yeah. Guess what? Still we still do fluting constantly.
And grass cloth
constantly.
Right.
So let's start off right now with a few of the forecasts that we're seeing. So we're loving cased moldings in stone. Door casings, shower casings, window casings, entries.
Using natural things in general for casings besides the stone, wood, unexpected materials like the stone or some tiling or any of that is just kind of like this added
even
accent.
Like a maybe a leather wrap.
Yeah.
Any kind of different material.
Leather suede.
Just to make it, even if it's like... We were talking with a client the other day and we were saying like that we wanted to do stone casings everywhere. And yes, does that get expensive? 100%. So what about just doing the entryway to your primary bedroom and having that so special where you have unique doors that are opening, which usually in primaries we love to have double doors. And then also having like a really special casing. So I think, you know, we've been seeing that a lot, even just in entryways of different rooms where you see like we did over in Bryn Mawr or Wynwood with the arched openings and everything was cased with a white oak instead of just your painted wood. I think having something that's just really special and that unique detail just takes it to the next level where you know this is not a spec house. Right. This was something that was designed and thought out.
And it's taken the simple ideas and simpler materials and incorporating it in a way that's just unexpected.
Totally unexpected. Speaking of stone, we're also loving when either the stair ends with a few stone elements, whether those treads are actually wrapped in stone, or instead of walking right onto the wood floor, you have a spillage of stone where they cut out the actual stone. It's just, again, another unexpected element of a thought that only a true creative would like really think of, because why else, you know, why not?
Right.
Why not do it?
So a trick to that, actually, just to enhance the conversation, you can't have any sort of different level, height level. Mm-mm. It has to be seamless. So in order for that to actually work, talking to fellow designers out there.
Yeah, it has to be the same thickness.
It has to really be
no porcelain.
What?
No porcelain up against that wood. You'd have it like this.
And it actually, like, it involves a lot of thought because you have to.
And, like, engineering and drawing.
So it's
and
not just like, okay, I'm going to meet this material and have this material. One of our biggest, I feel like one of our biggest mistakes, like, as we were designers, like, we didn't take into thought that.
The thicknesses.
A tile. Yeah, the thicknesses of like tile versus, because we don't like thresholds, we don't like transitions.
No, because sometimes you're just like looking at budgets and thoughts like that, and you're like, oh, I can find this, it looks like this, and it's cheaper, and yada, yada, and then all of a sudden you get it installed, and they're literally, you're stubbing your toenails and bleeding.
Bleeding out of the foot.
No, it's not good.
Tripping. Yeah, I mean, that's just something that you have to really consider, even with our own houses that we were talking about prior to. It's just a learning thing. As you grow, you realize, wait a second, there's 5/8 of an inch flooring that's meeting 3/8 of an inch or an inch and a half of stone.
Right.
So it's like, it's just something that has to be considered. Is it always doable? No.
No. And sometimes you need that, what it's called, Hollywood bevel. So like,
yeah,
from, for example, from certain hallways meeting bathrooms, especially in my own house, I have it. And I think you do too. There's a bit of a pitch. Like if you actually look at the space, you might not even know that there's a pitch, but it's literally just ever so slight so that these two elements, the wood floor meets up with the tile and you don't have to put a thresh. So it's flush, but it's just, it's called a Hollywood bevel. So it's like this little bit of a little pitch and it just makes it feel seamless.
Yeah. Also another, I mean, this is not at all any sort of trend, but people really want warmth and they want to have, they want to have warmth in their house. And what is the best material to give the warmth?
Plaster
wood.
Too.
Or wood. So,
and
or plaster.
And the plaster walls. I was going to say, it's not a new trend and it's a timeless trend, but we are seeing plaster continuously. And yes, I know
the
exactly
wall,
what you're going to say.
The wall applications.
That's it. Yes. So you were just going to, I know what you're going to go into, which is the wood detailing on the ceilings and the walls. And you're right. It's all wood. It's all wall applications. So not only, like, for example, this room, like these walls, because they have so much dimension to them, make it feel warm in here. And it feels like there's extra layers.
Because there are.
Yeah. But we are seeing a ton of, obviously, plaster, limestone, lime wash. Like, all of that, instead of just paint on a wall, adds so much texture.
And there are, just a note on the plaster, there are, like, economic ways to achieve that look. Like, we're doing a lot of...
faux.
We're doing a lot of faux. So maybe in the primary, we're doing, like, a true Venetian plaster or limestone. But we're doing the faux if we're actually trying to get that look to, like...
The looks for less in other rooms,
less,
like guest
like
rooms.
Sprawl, like when you're having a huge space and it's going to be
$100,000. You know, it's so expensive. I mean, it's super labor intensive.
It's so like 6 days for the process of each step.
I think it's important, though, to cherry pick in your house where you're spending and where you're cutting back. And like obviously guest rooms, like you want them to be finished. Like who wants their guests to come and feel like they're like sleeping in a cell?
Oh, we can't talk
cell.
About mine.
I mean, I feel like mine isn't even finished. Like it's more finished than yours, but it's
mine's
to me it's
the
still
white
not finished.
Room. Our kids
I mean,
watch
my room,
TV and
I know
like,
our room is all white too. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Yours just has nothing in there but a
there's
bed.
There's nothing.
There's not even a bed. It's just a mattress on a
it's
on
a Tempur-Pedic for my
mine is definitely
in-laws.
More finished than that, but it still feels...
No rug, because we can't actually put the rug under because the Tempur-Pedic is so freaking heavy. And then we have, like, a giant, like, 90-inch TV. So, like, the kids hang out there. And
I
like,
know.
We're going to be in the white room. And I'm like... it's like... Because it's like you... For, like, guest rooms, you start with, like, the
Well, that's where you
bed.
Always you always cut back in the guest rooms. Kids rooms, a lot of our clients like to go low. You and I like to go high in the kids rooms, personally, because we just love doing kids rooms. But going back to the walls, I do really love all the wood paneling, which is crazy because you would think that it's going to, like, date. But the way that it's done now and the applications that are done now, it's, I don't feel like it's going to feel dated at all. And if anything, it adds so much texture, warmth, character. It just feels like that extra step and that extra luxury that you like put into your home.
So it's not that like most people, and definitely 2-3 years ago, like we would think that, oh, you're having wood paneling on a ceiling / the walls. You're either talking about a lake house or a beach house. And now it's just.
Yeah, it's not. It's everywhere.
It is everywhere.
We're seeing it everywhere.
And it's just,
and with oversized art that's layered on top of it and like minimal lighting, like it's just, it's definitely there and it really, it feels good. I like it. I look at it and I like, I'm really into it. Another major timeless trend that we love is integrated hardware. So when we design a lot of our bathrooms and kitchens, instead of picking actual hardware, which we still do, we do design actual integrated hardware, which is the same material as the actual material on the front of the cabinets. And I feel like for that, it just creates a, again, unexpected detail. Sometimes they're arched, they're curved, they're circles, they're squares, they're rectangulars. Like it depends on what it is and what the function is, what the space is. But it feels like a detail that's super bespoke that just will be timeless.
Right. And based on the aesthetic, whether it's traditional, transitional, contemporary, playful, you get as creative as you want, and you literally could design your own hardware, which we never thought we would be doing, but we actually are. Right. And then you add like the leather wrappedness to like to the
right.
pull or whatever it may be, and then all of a sudden you're just adding that extra.
So in terms of going and talking about trendy, because I think trends and trendy are two different things. There are trends that come and they go and they come back and they go. And those are almost more, in my opinion, timeless. They're trends,
Mom
but they're timeless.
Mom jeans, boyfriend jeans but versus skinny jeans.
But I feel like trendy, when I think of trendy is when I look at designs of other interior designers that are out there. And then they're incorporating these, what I call like cheesy elements. Where that to me is trendy, and those are trends that I don't want to follow. Like it almost just feels childish in like primary areas or important rooms like your formal living room. And then these cheesy elements, which I know rainbows and gummy bears and
cute.
Those are – they make people happy. Yes, they make me happy too. I don't want them. I don't even know if I'd wear them. I just don't
I
want them
in
my.
I know you would eat one. You would eat a gummy bear.
100%. And I might eat a rainbow. I love Skittles. I know. But I really, in terms of like your house, like even in your kids' rooms, they just feel, it feels cheesy.
So cheesy. I know.
It feels cheesy, and it feels cheap.
The good thing about White Elm Machete is we really don't. Unless the client is adamant about those things.
Like sparkles.
Yeah, no, we don't do that.
Like sparkles and rainbows and gummy bears and lollipops and like all that artwork. Like it just,
unless
it's
it
so
like,
cheesy to
unless
me.
Unless there's like a bunch of gummy bears. Like
oh, and please
artwork.
Don't hate us designers that use this. We really aren't coming for you. We're just really being honest.
But for us, we would have the gummy bears and then we would like graffiti all over the gummy bears. Like
I don't even know if I would do that. Maybe for you, I know personally you have that in your son's
like in
room.
The playroom.
I just can't do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not for me. I just don't find it to be timeless. And it seems a bit cheesy. And the colors are very primary. I don't like it.
Parrot looks scared out of her mind.
I know. I'm like, don't come for me. I'm not even going to name the names. But I'm being honest. Maybe yeah. I'd wear it in like a jacket for Halloween.
Or really depending on your mood that day, I guess. You're just like, yeah, I need to cheer up. So I'm going to wear the rainbows.
And also another thing. That it's not even trendy. Let's just talk about some icks. Some icks in design. So like carpet. Like we hate carpet. Like ew. Like carpet, you have a dog, you have an animal, it's gonna throw up, it's gonna piss,
well,
it's gonna poop,
rugs,
all the things.
Carpet.
Hold on, I'm talking wall to wall carpet.
Well, okay. Let's just be clear because we love accent rugs.
Yeah, but that's we don't call it a carpet.
But people that are following us might consider
okay, fine.
A carpet.
Wall to wall carpet. However, if it is your bed, let's just say it's your bedroom,
or
like
closet.
Your primary bedroom or your dressing room, a wall-to-wall carpet is so nice. I love it. Like my dressing room has wall-to-wall carpet and I love it, but could I have that all over my house?
No way.
Like Landon, for example, got sick one night. He ran through the hallway and threw up all over the hallway. Imagine if I had wall-to-wall carpeting everywhere. You guys, it's not coming up. It's not cleaning. Like you're getting rid of that and it's new. I'll never forget when I had my first apartment in Philly. I had three dogs. And when we moved out of that apartment, meaning my parents moving me out of that apartment, they were like, how did you ever live in here? The amount of piss all over this carpeting is so gross. Like it smells. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Yeah.
An area rug goes a long way, guys, and you can always replace it. So that is number one ick for me. I cannot do wall-to-wall carpet everywhere. I just can't. Only in my bedroom, which I don't even have in my bedroom, but in my dressing room, 100%. Because I'm not wearing shoes in there, my kids aren't coming in there, and my animals are not coming in there. It's me coming in there, and it's my little space.
Right. No, 100%. I agree. And that's like one of our biggest things. One of my biggest things is more so not – like furniture carpeting, it's when, and this is so bad to say, but when builders decide to use like the framed windows in the plastic that's inside between the glass.
Oh, the panes.
Those fake panes. Like, what are they thinking? Literally.
Well, the only
you have
thing
to replace the entire window.
The only thing I can say is it would just be stylistically like obviously that goes for a certain style home.
Right, but if you're going for a traditional transitional home, go the extra mile.
We don't have those.
And just do the paint. And we just have glass. And not have inside with the plastic. And then how are you replacing that thing? You have to replace the whole thing.
By going to Home Depot?
That is like, that's the difference between builder versus bespoke.
Custom home.
Like, this is what you're getting. And like, when we come in as designers, it's very hard. It's not in the budget. We never can change those things out, ever.
So another ick that I have are the vents in the floor. And if you have wood floor and your vents are not matching your wood floor,
or like,
mind you guys, you can get them on Amazon. I have gorgeous European wood flooring in my house, and I got my wood vents on Amazon to match.
Times two.
Yeah. So it's not even like that's an expensive thing. That's just an attention to detail that like people aren't noticing.
Yes. Because again, A, you don't want to really, really focus on that disgusting vent. Like, you want it to be seen. Like,
I hate it. I mean, I understand that you need that maybe in the tile area, like in my atrium where it's all tile. We have metal grated vents in there. But like throughout the house where we have this warm, beautiful flooring, like, the last thing I want to see is a plastic or a metal vent. Like,
that's actually not flush.
Yeah. That's, well, that too. Thing. Yeah, no.
So, yeah, that is a good one.
Right? That's a good one.
I'm trying to think what else. Oh, the giant hi-hats that people are still using.
Listen,
the six-inch can.
I have six-inch cans here. Look above.
That's not six. That's four. No. These are 4 inches.
No, they're like six.
Those are four.
Well, I do have to say, listen,
get the tape measure out. That is 4 inches.
They're like five. Okay, if I could redo all the lighting in this house, I would have done it. But the issue is when you're renovating a home, when you're renovating a house, and there's so much to do, and you're not building it from the ground up, to redo all the electrical hi-hats is so expensive that putting these in, which are, they're like a bit more flush, and so you don't really notice them, and it's not my ideal. If I could have a 3-inch and have it like flangeless and all the things, I mean, yes, that's my goal. But I think I agree with you 100%. It is like it's like an itch. But when you look at a renovation, you're stuck there a lot more with having to just replace what you have with new. Where when we build, we do flangeless, like 3-inch.
Right.
And it's amazing. I mean, it makes a huge difference. But you also, you're not comparing apples to apples on that one.
Right. No, it's true. It's if you go with a smaller. And I think these might be from Amazon. If you go with like
this. We should be paid at this point by Amazon.
I know. Amazon, come on. Hello. Hook us up.
And right? Zara.
And Zara, yeah. And who else? Home Goods. TJ Maxx, where we do all our personal shopping.
Right. We do. I love TJ Maxx.
I do too. But I haven't been there in so long. It's like I need to.
My husband is the ultimate Burlington Coat Factory.
Burlington. I've never actually even walked.
You guys, we're going
there.
To Milan, Paris, and Switzerland. I know we're going off on our tangents again, but we are going on this crazy trip, and Chris is so good. He goes to Burlington, and he comes home, and he has like 15 items for 25 cents each.
How does that
And they're
work?
Actually really good.
How does he
He's going to look like – he's going to look so great. I'm like kind of jealous. I need to get my outfits together. But anyways,
so
back to the hi-hats.
I know.
We'll go to Zara. Don't worry. Back to the hi-hats. Yes. Is that something that's an ick? 100%. I'm also noticing more and more and more that in a lot of properties and designers that I love, they actually don't even have hi-hats, and they have those spotlights that come down. And I've never really thought about that before. And now I'm like, wow, like, I don't know. I really like that. Like, I don't – I want to rethink how many hi-hats we're putting in a property. Like, maybe we are doing too many.
We should also cover, pun intended, receptacle covers.
Yeah, that's
because
always
a pain.
Because we
just learned
and
a
we
brand
also,
new
we also still
technique.
Sometimes forget that we're painting a room a certain color and we don't take into account that there is – the outlet there, and also the plug, and this, like, all the things, like the switches, whatever it is. And then all of a sudden the room gets wallpapered or painted, and they can't paint or cover those because of certain reasons. And then we're like, okay, we have a black room with white receptacles. and switches.
I love how Barrett says white. She's actually getting
because it's, right, so, it's so drastic, or like, or crazy, like a gunmetal room that's, yeah, super, like, just when it's like those super dark rooms and they can't match it, and then you're looking at it and you're like, I didn't think of that. And you know what, sometimes as designers we make mistakes and we forget things because there's a lot of other stuff that we're thinking about, and these are small potatoes. These are things that can get fixed and we can figure it out, and it's not a big deal, clients. It's really not.
But our favorite builder ever, we're not naming any names, basically did this home in Short Hills.
Hello, with us.
With us.
My little baby.
And all of a sudden, like, I'm like, Barrett, did you even
I didn't realize. Notice? He totally did that on his own. That was not me. And he gets major points. A+++. Major points.
Like, all the receptacles literally were seamless in the wall, the buildings, everything. Because, yeah, there's a technique. And they actually sell this at Home Depot.
I know. It's not even a crazy thing.
And
it's not like you can't get it. It's like in Europe somewhere where you can't get.
All you
or like the Buster and Punch ones that we have that you have to like actually cut out of the wall to like recess it in.
We love you, Buster and Punch, but this
like
is
not an easy installation at all.
We wish we were a little bit more educated on that one. But with that said, these receptacles, basically they are seamless. It's the actual receptacle portion you put in styrofoam, and then you're able to like, right, spray, and it's not
any color.
It's not going to damage all the components.
I know. So guys, guess what? After this episode, I'm going to go and change all of mine in my house.
Chris is going to kill you.
Because all probably, the other punch lists that he has.
I know. You're like, can you just add this to
can
your
he hang
He's
the
like,
boo
no,
pictures?
I have a shearing that I have to. I have a shearing.
No,
that
those
I have
outlets
to,
are amazing.
Yeah.
It was, I think, like, that's
the
actually
coolest, innovative
that is, but
thing.
But that's not even just an ick. That's also something that's timeless. I feel like nowadays there's so many like amazing technologies out there for, you know, the way that you can connect your phone to your outlet and your switch and this and that and the other. But then there's also these amazing, gorgeous switches and outlets, and you might not need to really connect to your phone. It's really your wants and needs and what's important to you, you know? And that's something that is another attention to detail, where having a design firm or even an AV specialist is really going to help you. And it does make it feel different. Like in the areas where we do have like the Buster and Punch, even though they're not installed correctly, it still is like really nice to look at. It's, yeah, really beautiful. And to me, in that dining room, like, I love it. Like that little extra switch of
bend
brass.
A little bit,
but I know, we have to fix that. Those things are so not easy to install.
I mean, it's crazy. Like there's a black outline, which I don't know. I can't. But moving.
What's another ick that you have that you could think of? Can you think of anything else?
Okay. So an ick that I can think of is, let me actually think.
Okay. You think. I have one that's an ick, but it's something that I feel like we still have not been able to fully master. And it's offices and hiding all the cords. Like,
oh,
we have tried so many different ways to hide cords. And
because we pick these beautiful desks
out. No, but we even have the holes, and then we make the holes in the carpet, and it still does not feel like there's a good cord control there. Like, it's still, even the best ones that we've done, I still feel like it's not great.
There's always like this weird tube or something involved, or like, they're like, even like seeing a little bit of the cord is like,
so
it bothers us, and also it bothers the client.
It does.
A lot.
And they look at us and we're like, we're trying everything and we really have thought about it. I mean, we were.
Oh, wait, I have a nick.
Okay, what is it?
The blinds. Like when people like insist on having the accordion blinds.
I was just going to say the accordion.
And then we were like,
you guys, get your dust busters out there.
You have to go inside. Like, ew.
Those things are so gross.
They're
and whoever,
so gross.
Whoever thought that those were okay.
We're designing with like gorgeous,
you guys, I think
fabrics
I would be sick, like,
to go. They're like, oh no, we need. Oh no.
Oh, because they're expensive. Yeah, they're expensive.
They're
disgusting.
Yeah, they're motorized. We have to. We've only got.
Don't
them
you
want to
like
years.
Do that? Like, I feel like when I see them, I want to put them up and down, and I also want to go like this, like with my.
It's like such a shame. They're like, wait. So you're telling me you're keeping the window treatments, right? That were like, or not, they're not a treatment. It's a shade. It's a shade from like
Or how about the huge cassettes that you have to have on the actual roller blind?
I know, it's so bad.
So like bad. I'm lucky in here in my media room, like they were able to be tucked into the actual.
If you don't have that depth, I know, you're screwed.
Then, but then you have to do the corners over it. It's just all these little things.
But when you're, that's the difference between renovation and ground up.
Like right.
When we're doing ground up, there's
we can think about that before. We can even put the pockets in the ceiling where you hide it and all the gorgeousness. So you feel like you're in a hotel and it's just coming together nicely. Push the one button.
As you can see, Barrett's insanely animated.
But these margaritas that Christina made that I've been drinking in the same one for the past 3 hours.
Just keep adding the ice and a little bit more tequila. Ice, tequila, ice, tequila. Yeah. So anyway, maybe there has to be another one that we, I don't know, non-dimmable lights that.
Oh, well, I love when we give a full electrical plan to a contractor and yet they still don't follow it and put the dimmable light switch in there. And that's really great. So when you're in a space which you want to sit in and have a mood and it's bright lights, like we've been to our friends' houses.
A lot of them.
And Christina has gone over and
shut off the lights.
Dimmed the lights because we're at a party and it's literally the blue fluorescent daylights. Not even the like, you know, really nice warm cast. No, it's the blue, the daylight. And we're there with, you know, makeup and all the things. And we're not young chickens anymore. And all the lights are on. Christina's over there and she's like dimming lights. I'm like,
or shutting off. Down.
I know. Sometimes you shut off though and then I fall asleep.
But also like, but it's so funny because Chris, her husband, when it, you guys
he
were
used to.
Philly.
Now he doesn't like it anymore.
It's he wasn't educated.
You guys, he has transitioned.
He has.
And he has come to the great. He's come to the dark side. So. He does. He gets old.
Which
no,
is amazing.
He definitely has come over to our side, though. Now he likes the warm lighting.
Yeah.
He's not the daylight anymore. Can you believe it?
No, because your whole house, like, used to be blue.
Yeah, because like, I was like, I'm not fighting about this. Like, right. I was just, whatever. Put the stupid lights in.
Yeah,
not this house.
Whenever Barrett comes to my house, she's like, I can't see.
Well, it is dark. Everyone says that. We're all
I
like.
Know. I find
and if you have
better.
Christina Sangria, 1, 2, 3, sleep. Between the heat,
you know,
the
like
lighting,
the
and the amount in there, I'm done. Every
what
time.
It's
every
the
time.
Owl it's been with a Tootsie Pop.
The
one, a two,
wait, I don't know this.
Wait, am I that much older than you?
Yes, you are. You won't know, though.
The Tootsie Pop with the
I
owl.
Don't know the Tootsie Pop. I like
one.
It.
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Pop?
Oh, I only know that for like 50 Cent, right? Isn't there a song? How many licks is it? Or is that Cisco?
Where do you think that derives from?
Get to the... Isn't that Cisco? How many licks does it take to get to the center of the...
Tootsie Pop?
And then our kids go, brother, My husband, Chris,
that's
really,
where
it
came
he from. Has mastered the breath. My kids are like, you're so good at it.
He's so good.
Anyways.
I can't look at Bear. She's cracks me up.
As all of you that have been following along in this journey of Wydell and Bachetti, you know that we have started this business from literally the ground up. So in the next episode, we will talk about being self-starters.
Entrepreneurs,
and all the good and the bad and the learning and the continuous learning that we go through owning this business. So
that's key.
It is key.
The continued learning.
Never stop learning. So like us, follow us, subscribe, tell all your friends, keep up with Seat for Every Ass.